K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University, Eddie Greer, 2 hours away from KDSU here in Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this early Wednesday evening. I told you, this is a busy day. Usually record a lot of episodes, get it out there. I get ahead of the ball game usually, so another episode here on this Wednesday, recording the 26th of March, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Whenever this comes out, I might have this out on Friday, which, baseball. We're going to focus on this for a little bit. K-State baseball started conference play 2 weeks ago, right? All right, so with the sweep. Oh, my goodness, with a sweep. And I forgot what his opponent. Oh, yeah, Utah. Utah clean sweep and then a near sweep last weekend with Baylor, right? And we're going to take a minute from the NCAA tournaments. Yes, I said S is in there. To look at the standings heading into K-State series with Texas Tech, which will start on Friday night in Twinton Family Stadium. And right now, Alex said it in the fresh edition of the bonus content over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. So, download. You have to download the Podbean app to access that. So, I advise you, also number 3 on this list. I'm going to have to start promoting more of the, my audio, my, not audio boom. My Podbean app channel. So I'm going to start doing that a little bit more consistent basis. I already do that anyway, but I'm going to start doing that. But anyways, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. You want more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats? Definitely would advise you also to go ahead and subscribe to my channel. And that's the way you get myself and Alex Aiden over there talking K-State sports. So there you go on that. Arizona tied with K-State right now for the top spot. Right now, 5-1 apiece. Arizona, and Alex noted on the fresh edition of the bonus edition of the podcast that K-State baseball does not play Arizona or Arizona State. So we have to keep that in mind there as well as we continue to get through or enter on in through the Big 12 schedule. There, so Arizona State, so K-State right now is sandwiched between the Arizona State teams, Arizona State, technically is tied for the runner-up spot with Texas Tech. That's K-State opponent this week. Weird, because Tech right now, weird-ass record at 8-13, hanging in here, so usually Texas Tech is pretty good, so I'm not down that for a bit. That we should slouch on this team because K-State usually handles Tech pretty good at Twinton. So if the matchup favors right in the past, this should shape up probably be another good weekend for K-State. But again, baseball is a funny game and we can't assume anything, right? Kansas, TCU, UCF, BYU. You have 4 teams at 3-3, and right now we're just looking at Big 12. Records, not the overall record right now. 4 teams sitting there at 3-3. West Virginia, Baylor, Houston, Utah. 4 more teams sitting at, nope, hold on a second. 3 teams sitting at 2-4. West Virginia sitting at 500. And then you have the bottom feeders. Oklahoma State and Cincinnati. Oklahoma State, ooh. 1-3 and in Cincinnati. Sitting up in there 1-5. So there you go on that. But back to the opposite end of the spectrum of the Big 12 standings right now. K-State can get some more wins and put even a further distance on them and Arizona State and Tech. Their points this weekend as well. So it's going to be interesting now down the stretch. Getting into the middle of the season and also when we get into the stretch run there as well for the Cats. The Cats right now, tied for the top spot, atop with a Big 12, as far as K-State baseball is concerned. Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you on this early Wednesday evening here in Kansas City for the Pearl Project Podcast. Another K-State podcast, which tries to cover all things K-State sports. Yeah, so Pete Hughes getting that win against Nebraska in the non-con last night will look to tack on their success in conference play when Texas Tech comes calling starting on Friday, and more on the weekend edition of the podcast. So we just wanted to get you kind of up to date on what's going on in the conference for K-State baseball and head coach Pete Hughes. Right now, they're in good position right now there as well. So as long as the bats keep on coming through, hitting home runs, it's going to be all right. Maxus Martin, if I have a big guess, now I don't have the standings pulled in front of me right now, which again, I'm going to have to check those out. The overall ones anyways, at least for the players concerned, Maxus Martin is probably leading the team in home runs. 10 home runs coming into this weekend against Texas Tech. Might hit a couple more. if I were to put some money on it, I think Maxus Martin could go deep. Not once, but twice in a series against Texas Tech. But that's the here and there. We'll see what happens, though. But that's probably be kind of a little bit bold statement there. But, hey, K-State's identity to this point of the season, we are past 20 games of the season, right? Hey, we know this team getting lighted up, hit home runs, and if they're on the pitching game, they can shut you down. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, you know, Nebraska almost tried to rally themselves back last night, but the bullpen held strong, and K-State was able to stave off the comeback because K-State jumped on Nebraska in the first three innings, and then Nebraska slowly but surely clawed themselves back into the game. But that start right there, huge reason why K-State won that ball game. So right now, K-State back in conference play Friday night against Texas Tech, a three-game set with them. K-State tied for the top of the board right now in the conference play. Who would have thought? Who would have had that on their bingo card entering the winter and spring semester? Not me. Sure as hell not me. Especially when you lose Major League Baseball talent like you do every year. A Caelan Culpepper, a Tyson Nabers. You lose that type of talent, what you going to do with it? And they had, in this group, this young core, like K-State wins basketball, they got a really good, exciting young core of players on this baseball team that I really like. So definitely the vibes are up for K-State baseball. We'll see if they can keep it rolling at home this weekend when Texas Tech comes calling to Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. Number one, I just said subscribe. If you're a new listener of this podcast, make sure you do go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Go ahead, hit that like button. And hit that alarm bell every time we upload content daily. And that includes the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Yes, 7 days a week. Y'all be first to know to be notified about that on your mobile devices. Second thing, I'm moving this to the second thing. Subscribe to the Audio Boom channel. Did I say Audio Boom? Put a penny in that jar for me. Thank you very much. Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That where you find the fresh episode, bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast right there. The third thing, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. That's going to wrap things up for this baseball episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats.